From the Heart, April 20. The Marriage of the King's Son. The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son, and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. The king sent his messengers first to those who were called his chosen people, but these, wholly intent on securing worldly gain, sent in their refusal, saying, "I pray thee, have me excused." When the class that were first called refused the invitation, the king sent his messengers into the highways, where were found those who were not so deeply absorbed in the work of buying and selling, planting and building. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment, and he saith unto him, "Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness, for there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." There are those who come in to enjoy the privileges of the banquet of truth, who have not eaten the flesh and drunk the blood of the Son of God. They claim to believe and teach the word to others, but they work the works of unrighteousness. The invitation neglected by those who had first been bidden was sent to another class. It was given to the Gentile world. And it was first to be proclaimed in the highways, to those who had an active part in the world's work, to the leaders and teachers among humanity. Those who give the last message of mercy to a fallen world are not to pass by the ministers. God's servants are to approach them as those who have a deep interest in their welfare, and then plead for them in prayer. Lest we should think only of the great and gifted, to the neglect of the poorer classes, those who are in humble circumstances, Christ in the parable of the Great Supper instructs his messengers to go also to those in the byways and hedges, to the poor and lowly of this earth. Labor is to be put forth for all classes.